Well, if you look at the responsive reading right there in your bulletin, you'll notice that the word fret, F-R-E-T, appears not once, not twice, but three times in those eight short verses. Now, this psalm was written some 3,000 years ago by guess who? King David. Good guess. Now, David would have written that originally in either Hebrew or Aramaic, but all of the different major translations translate into the same word in English, and that word is fret. And what really caught my attention with it was his repeated use of that particular word. That struck me as being unique and probably what? Meaningful. Meaningful in some way. Because I really didn't recall seeing that word, fret, anywhere else in the Bible. And as it turns out, that word rarely, almost never, appears anywhere else in the Bible. Nowhere else in the Psalms. Maybe once or twice elsewhere throughout the Bible, but hardly at all. Really, it's not a commonly used word, is it? We know what it means, but we don't use it much, do we? Now, Aaron and I use it a little bit more often in a completely different way because of the frets on a guitar. You know, those different lines on the neck of a guitar, those are called frets. That's completely different. So it's a rarely used word, and yet it's used three times in this short section of King David's psalm. Why? Why is that? Well, let's think of it for a second and see why. Now, we talk about similar words, sort of related words, especially words like anxiety and fear. Talk about those words a lot. We talked just recently here in church about how God clearly does not want us to live in fear. That point is stated hundreds of times throughout the Bible. Do not fear. Some people say it's stated exactly 365 times. Depends on how you translate it. One time for each day of the year. Do not fear. Definitely the Bible says that. Do not live in fear. No, but it does say to be aware, to be vigilant. We've talked about that quite a bit too. In 1 Peter, the Apostle Peter said to be alert, be sober of mind. Awareness, vigilance, not fear. It's different. And from our reading today, from 1 Peter, verse 7, Peter says, cast all your anxiety onto God. Yeah, the Bible talks a lot about fear and anxiety, and turning them over to God. That's what we're supposed to do. But, King David in the 37th Psalm talks about something a little bit different. Specifically and very purposefully, something different. And he uses that special word to do it. And as I said, that word appears only three times in all of the Psalms, and it's all right there in those verses. Do not fret. And so by the third fret, the third time you hear it, you wonder, what's David in the Bible and God? What are they saying to us? What's the point of it? When there's something repetitive like that, it's sort of like they're beating you over the head a little bit, right? Trying to get your attention. They're beating you over the head to get you to stop and ask, okay, why? Why are you doing that? And it doesn't have to be something incredibly profound, you know, but there's a lesson there, a message for us right here in the here and now, 3,000 years later. What is it? And so we drill down into those verses a bit further, sort of research them a bit, and we really begin to focus on that third fret, which is verse 8. It's in your bulletin there. the last line in our responsive reading. Let me read it again for us. It says, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. And I think therein lies the distinction of this unique word. Fretting begins with fear and anxiety. Maybe in one word you would call it worrying. Do we worry? People worry. Which we're supposed to turn over to God. But we don't turn our fears and anxieties over to God like we're supposed to. True? Probably true. And then it gets worse. It gets worse when we fret. We take our worrying and put it into action with anger and wrath. That then it becomes fretting, according to King David. And what does David say comes out of it? Well, nothing good. Nothing good. He calls it evil. Hurt feelings, broken relationships, disharmony, violence, and discord. Do not fret, he says, it leads only to evil. Nothing good comes of it. Okay, and then we stop and really think about it, because we're deep thinkers here, Liam. We're deep thinkers here, St. Paul's. What is at the root of it all? What is at the heart of fretting? The core problem. Should come as no surprise to anybody here. Common theme. The core problem is pride. Human pride. And there's no doubt about it. What does Peter say is the solution to the problem? And it certainly is. Again, listen to our first reading today in verse 5. Peter says this, quote, all of you, here, us, clothe yourselves with humility. Opposite of pride? Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. God opposes the proud and shows favor toward the humble. And there it is, right? There it is. Yet again, good advice? Have we heard that advice before? Is it easy to live by? No. That's why we're here, right? That's why we're back in church. Try to keep working on it. Easy for me to live by? Nope. So in closing, it's a simple but important lesson. And I truly believe we were meant to hear it. Do not fret. Do not worry. Sweat the small stuff. Do not even become bitter and hard-hearted by the big stuff, of which there is much. Because you'll become annoyed, angry, violent. Don't do it. Nothing good will come of it. So says King David, and so says King Jesus. Instead, we must humble ourselves, behave with humility and grace towards each other, according to St. Peter and King David. And he also says this today in verse 7. Be still before the Lord. We pretty good at that? How am I good at that, hon? Am I pretty good at that? Being still before the Lord? Yeah, probably not. Some translations say it this way. Surrender yourself to the Lord. Be still before the Lord. Surrender yourself to the Lord. Now, not surrender as in, you know, I give up with a bad attitude, kind of a snarky attitude, right? I give in. No, I give in. I surrender. I give in. I turn it over to God with a humble attitude. Which is what the Bible tells us to do. It's different, right? In our gospel reading today, Jesus said that in order to really be his disciples, we need to surrender to him. Get over ourselves. I like that line. Get over yourself, Phil. Deny ourselves, he said, and follow him. Can we try that? Get better at that? No more anger. No more wrath. No more fretting. Nothing good comes of those things. Surrender it over to Jesus. Be still and follow him. Sound good? Amen.